Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. In this video, we're going to talk about why focusing on today is the main priority to help you get to the next step. Not the next goal, not the next accomplishment, but the next step. When you focus on today, the next step not only becomes more doable, but it becomes more understanding where you can get to the next point, where you can get to the next step, and where you can accomplish the goal that you're looking to accomplish. So if this is your first time here, make sure you hit that like button, hit that subscribe, and engage with the conversation on how you are focusing on today. Or if something resonates with you, let me know and respond and come in live time. Now, I can't wait to respond to you, listen to you, and engage with the conversation. So let me go ahead and finish going live. Let me finish going live everywhere. And if this is your first time here, welcome to an episode of Failure's Knowledge Podcast. Here at Failure's Knowledge Podcast, we turn failure into success, or we turn failure into knowledge, and to learn that it's okay to fail. It's okay not to be great at everything, but it's not okay to give up on yourself. And when you're failing, when you're not succeeding, you have to find a way to get back up and to do the work to get to the next step. Getting to the next step is so overwhelming. Until we understand that we can get to the next step, getting to the next step have to come by focusing on today. So this is so incredible. This is so important, because if you don't focus on today, if you don't pay attention to what you're doing, how can you get to the next step? So I'm going to dive in on what I recently learned and the importance behind it, and how far I've came, because there's so much lessons behind growth, the journey, and the lessons that one has to endure in order for them to get to the next step. So let me write that on the board. Focus on today. US on today. Focus on today. Okay. Let me show you the board. Focus on today. Okay, so This past weekend, I went to my hometown, Little Rock, Arkansas. Shout out to Little Rock, Arkansas! And when I went to Little Rock, Arkansas, it was more so of me visiting my hometown and really, what's going on, Jay? And really just remembering the time, the moments that I had with Little Rock, Arkansas. So I decided to do a documentary. And throughout this documentary, I'm showing my journey while being in Little Rock, Arkansas, from going to Little Rock, Arkansas to Marine Corps, and then getting out the Marine Corps to starting my podcasting journey. And it's been a heck of a journey, because there's so much lessons, so many lessons that I have endured, that I've learned while being on the journey. But it was something that came for me focusing on the day. When I was in Marine Corps training, I had to focus on the 90 days that I was there, because as soon as I got to San Diego, Southern California, I got there, but it was like, okay, now you're in reality. Now you're in a new reality, because it's something that you have to focus on. It's something you have to pay attention to. And when I got there, it was so intense. It was so overwhelming. It was so confusing, because it was something new. Just because you're doing something for the first time doesn't mean it's the end of the world. It's more so that you have to focus on the new thing and the importance behind it. I didn't understand that the Marine Corps was helping me understand the new within life, it was preparing me to focus on the unknown for life. So when I went back to the Rural Arkansas to record a lot of footage, to get a lot of memories, to get a lot of conversations, it was something that really taught me that when you are going along your journey, you have to remember where you have came from. And see, I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm from a small town, Little Rock, Arkansas. In this town, I came from hope. In this town, I came from a desire. In this town, I came from drive. Because if you're in this town, if you're in this hometown, this small town, you have to be willing to become the best version of yourself. But it's understanding that it takes levels, it takes time, and it takes awareness for you to get to the next step. When I left, it was me getting to the next step because it was me trying something new. The first one I want to hit on is that you have to be willing to try something new. Focus on today. Try something new. Try something new. Try something new. Try something new. Let me show it in the camera. Back up. Try something new. And forgive me, because I have, I have the camera, and even though I have the camera, not the camera, but the board, the whiteboard, I wanna just track everything that I wanna share, because there's a process behind focusing on today. One thing that I didn't understand, that I wasn't prepared for, was that when I started this journey half a decade ago, I would be able to learn more about the route that I would like to go. I didn't know I was going to be in podcasting. I didn't know I was going to help and inspire people. I didn't understand how I was going to do that. You see, when I told my ACL in high school, I told my senior year in high school, I told my ACL, but it was the end of my football career. I practiced and played so long to get to this certain point. But then when I got to this certain point, everything was taken away from me because I had to start all the way over. As I'm in physical therapy and I'm working out my leg and I'm getting the strength back and I'm finding myself again, trying something new means understanding that there's going to be pain along your journey, but your pain should not keep you down. Your pain should not keep you away from the step. Your pain is the stepping stone to you focusing on today. Because as you are going through the process, as you are going through the journey, as you are going along your journey, you have to understand that it's not going to be easy. When I had to relearn how to walk, relearn how to run, relearn how to manage my body, it was time consuming because I had to focus on the day. When you focus on today, you're preparing for tomorrow. You don't know what's going to come. I didn't know what was going to come as I was doing the workout and preparing in my life. One thing that I did understand is that the more I showed up, the more I was able to learn. The more I showed up, the more I was able to understand. See, the new thing became something that was there every single day because it was no longer new. It was something that I had to endure. The pain was something that I had to understand. The pain was a discovery of myself. But see, the pain was a secret to me getting to the next step. When you try something new, it's going to be painful. Because if it wasn't painful, why go through it? If it wasn't painful, why experience something new? If it wasn't painful, why put the time and effort into becoming someone different? You see, my biggest dream is to become the best version of myself, to become better every single day than I was last year. Because if I'm able to become better, if I'm able to be better, if I'm able to discover myself just a little bit better, I'm becoming the best version of myself. When you're trying something new, you're discovering yourself in a new way. When you're trying something new, you're discovering your next step. When you're trying something new, you're discovering your path. Many times in life, it's the path that's so confusing to walk down to understand that you are able to go and push through the journey and discover yourself. But it's discovering the pain. It stops a lot of people from getting to the next step. Let me tell you why. Because pain feels like a punishment. As I was doing a documentary this past weekend, I was recording different videos. We went to this one location and it said, just a kid from Little Rock, Arkansas. I said, I like that. I like that because I'm just a kid from Little Rock, Arkansas, trying to pursue my dreams, trying to help others and trying to inspire one to believe in themselves. But if I don't believe in myself, if I don't challenge myself, if I don't encourage myself, how can I help the next person be inspired, learn something new, and focus on today? You see, focuses on today is the secret ingredient. It's like you cooking a meal. It's like you cooking food for yourself. You have to put all the ingredients together. I remember this one time I made some cheesecake. And I remember the recipe that my mama gave me when I was younger. And I put the condensed sweet milk in there. I put the whipped cream in there. I put the what is it? What is a lemon juice in there? And the cream, did I say cream cheese? I think I said cream cheese. Cream cheese, whipped cream, condensed sweet milk, and then the graham crackers. Then I had to mix it up. I tried the condensed sweet milk by itself, and it wasn't that good. It wasn't that good because all the ingredients wasn't together. It was one thing by itself that gave me a funny taste. But then when I mixed the ingredients, the cream cheese, the whipped cream, the condensed wheat milk, and I had the graham crackers inside of it. It might seem like a simple recipe, but it was a recipe that combined the ingredients. When you are able to discover your pain, you will be able to combine your pain with your dream because your dream becomes your passion. It was something that was challenging for me to understand, and my pain became my passion because it was something that I had to go through. See, trying something new. It's just really understanding that you have to go through the process. You have to go through your journey. You have to go through the time to experience something new and explore yourself. You are learning yourself. I was learning myself as I was cooking. I was learning myself as I was healing from my ACL tear. I was learning myself as I went to the Marine Corps training. Every day you have a chance to learn something new about yourself. Many times in life, we don't take advantage of today because we're not focusing on today. I learned how to focus on today because I discovered how to turn failure into knowledge. Because failure is knowledge when you understand that everything that's new will be hard. Everything that you try will be challenging. Everything that you pursue will not go your way in the beginning. But the more you do it, the more you focus, the more you strive for greatness, the sooner you can get to the next step. The sooner you can discover yourself and the sooner you can try something new. You see, let me tell you something. Trying something new is the most challenging thing there is because how do you know the thing that you're trying is the thing that's going to get you to the next step? How do you recognize that? How do you understand that? How do you prepare for something that you're not aware of? You see, I have to learn in life that when you're trying something new, you're focusing on today because the new and today is getting you out your comfort zone. As I was riding around the different neighborhoods that we lived in while growing up, that me and my two brothers lived in, and my mom, who's a single mother raising three boys by herself, I went around driving in different neighborhoods, and it didn't even look like the neighborhoods we stayed in because all the houses were abandoned. Were abandoned. All the houses was like destroying themselves. Like all the houses was not kept up. And it taught me that when you try something new, many times in life, you have to be willing to leave your comfort zone. And when you leave your comfort zone, you come back and visit. The people is going to be the same, but the area is going to be a little bit different. Your environment is going to change because you tried something new. When you try something new, you have to understand that this new thing is something that you are discovering. I was in shock. I was shocked to see how many houses had board had what is called had what was boarded up on it. How many houses had pink slips on it? Pink slips was like I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think the pink slips was like a foreclosure or the city is calling for the house, something like that. The houses were destroyed. Like there's a process in getting in focusing on today. Then something old has to be replaced with something new. A bad habit has to be replaced with a new habit because a new habit has to take over the bad elements that happens within this bad habit. Why is that important? Because when you understand that you're trying something new, you're trying something new because you're getting to the next step. And when you get to the next step, there's going to be challenges that you have to face. I'm going to read the comments for a second. Somebody say, trust the process. Cabo Blessings say, trust the process. And then Bundle It Up Canada say, have a blessed day. Thank you for great advice. Absolutely, man. My pleasure. Thank you for coming in and joining in. You see, many times in life, what I didn't recognize is that many times in life is that when we are pursuing a particular goal, the goal is so confusing because nothing is happening for us. When I started learning more about business and back in 2024, the beginning of 2024, I never would have thought I would be here today understanding where I would like to go for this business. Like I'm starting a media company. And it's understanding that just because I would like to start a media company doesn't mean it's going to come easy. It's been a challenge. When I say it's been a challenge because it's something new. It's something new because now I have more focus. When I focus on today, I'm focusing on learning about one particular thing. You see, understanding that when you want to start your own business, starting your own business is more than an idea. It's more than a process. It's more than a thought process. Because if you don't do the work for your idea will just be a thought that you're thinking about. And so today, I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, so what do I need in order for me to start making this business a business or making this business more profitable? Because all 2024, I wasn't able to make any money until I start to learn more about the business that I wanted to be in. But I only made $217. But when I had to learn how to invest $217 back into the business, I learned that I was pursuing a particular goal. The goal came from me understanding that there's a process that you have to go through, especially when you commit to doing the work. I committed to trying something new. I committed to starting a business, and it's very challenging. Excuse me, it's very challenging. Reason why it's challenging is because it's something that I have to focus on. Excuse me, it's something I have to focus on every single day. Now, every single day, there's a new challenge. Every single day, there's a new lesson. Every single day, there's something that I have to look out for. And if I'm not looking out for it, how do I know how to get better? How do I know what to fix? How do I know what to pay attention to? I'm understanding like there's a process behind it, but I have to continue to learn what the process actually is because it's something new. When it's something new, you have to understand, hey, like you're not going to be great at everything, but the more you do it, the more you focus, the more you learn on a particular thing, you're able to get to the next step. Back in September of 2024, I did a 90-day challenge to make $100,000. And when I did this challenge, I thought about the Marine Corps training. The Marine Corps training was 90 days. It was 3 months. It's the longest military training there is because all the other ones is like 8 weeks, 6 weeks. And the Marine Corps training is the longest one. And so when I thought about it, I was like, hold on. Of course, it's a long process that you have to go through, but every single day there's something different that you have to learn. There's something different that you have to explore. There's new information that you have to discover. So when I did my 90-day challenge to make $100,000, I thought about the time that I was in boot camp for 90 days to learn more about business. I wanted to learn more about business, and as I was learning more about business, I discovered I discovered what it would possibly take to get to the next step. I can't do everything by myself if I want to have a business. I have to learn how to work with others. When I first started working with a graphic designer, she's incredible. And I say she's incredible because she is so creative. She can see a picture and like create different thumbnails for it. And it blew my mind because it was a skill that I lacked because I'm not good at it. I'm not good at it, but I understand the importance behind it. Just because you're not good at something doesn't mean you can't try. I'm not good at designing graphics, but I'm good at learning something new. Just because you're not good at it doesn't mean you shouldn't try. And that's the next point to hit on, is that just because you're not good doesn't mean you shouldn't try, which means you should learn on the go. Learn on the go. Learn on the go. Let me show you right here. Learn. There we go. Learn on the go. If I would have put in my mind that I just wanted to do a 90-day challenge and not actually act upon it, start it, learn it, and understand more about it, I wouldn't have the level of understanding that I have today, because I was just thinking about it. You see, when you learn on the go, you have to really challenge yourself, because the new thing that you're trying is something new. But as you're discovering what this new is, you have to be willing to do it unknowingly. You have to be willing to do it when you don't know everything. You have to be willing to try it. Because the more you try one particular thing, the more you get better. Thomas, if I remember serves you correctly, Thomas Edison, the guy that was working on the light bulb, he failed so many different times. The gentleman who created the light bulb, he failed so many different times. And every day he got better, because he found a different way to build the light bulb. But it's grabbing the light bulb, it's building light bulb, it's trying things, it's testing things and seeing what works. You see, my favorite speaker, my favorite civil rights movement leader was Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Because every day he got up to pursue a particular goal. Every day he wanted to show what hard work looks like, even though we don't have that many opportunities. He created the opportunity because he went outside to discover what opportunity he can discover. You have to be willing to go outside and learn on the go, because you're discovering more about yourself. You can become more. You can do more. You can learn more. It's just understanding that as you are doing the work, it will take a lot of effort. Because it was easy, you will be great as soon as you start doing something. But just because it takes time doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. It just means you have to continue to give yourself grace along the journey, because the grace comes from you understanding that the process that you are on, it comes from you understanding the journey that you will face, the journey that you will discover. You have to be willing to learn on the go, because as you're learning on the go, you're learning faster. You're learning at a rapid pace. You're learning more than you can ever imagine, because this 90-day challenge taught me the more I put myself out there, the more I discover new information, the more I learn more about business, I have to continue to do it every single day. Now, it's a challenge to learn about business, especially since I didn't come from a business family. I don't have a business background. But one thing I do have is a desire to be better. I just want to be better than I was yesterday. A year from today, I want to be better. Last year, around this time, I'm a little bit better. I just want to be better. One step better every single day. Because every day, I'm working on becoming the best version of myself. When you work on yourself every single day, you have to work on yourself every single day to become the best version of yourself. Because you are the best one. You are great. You are amazing. And you have to understand that when you start to do something that you're not familiar with, you have to be willing to learn on the go, because life is always on the go. And until you catch up to it, until you make use of today, until you focus on today, it's like a day is wasted, because you can't go back in history and change time. For you see, there was a TV series called The Flash. The Flash was my favorite TV series I was watching, because the actor Barry Sanders, he was the fastest man alive. And unfortunately, when he was younger, his mom passed away, because his mom got killed by somebody or his enemy. And so as he got older and started having powers to go back in time, to go in the future, to stop things from happening, he tried to stop the one thing that hurt him his entire life. He tried to go back in time and change what happened to his mother. But many times in life, when you try to go back in time to change what has happened to you, you can't because it has already happened. Every time he went back, he failed. Every time he went back, he got embarrassed. Every time he went back, he missed just a little bit. When you try to go back in history and change what has already happened, you end up being embarrassed because you can't change the past. You can only prepare for your future. And when you are, as you're preparing for your future, you're understanding that there's work that has to be focused on, because when you focus on today, you're no longer looking back. You're no longer looking at history, because you're learning how to work with the history rather than against it. Unfortunately, in the movie, in this TV series, The Flash, his parents passed away. His mother passed away because someone attacked her. And so when he went back in the past to try to fix it, he couldn't because he was always looking back. Whereas in the future, when he started looking forward, when he started looking for a better self, for him, for a better version of himself, he starts to focus on today. You see, when you focus on today, today is what matters, is because today is the focus that you can get better one step at a time. I didn't understand how good he was getting because I was focused on what he was focused on. And the Flash started to understand that you can't change your past. You have to learn how to work with it. When you learn how to learn on the go, the goal is always moving. Time is always going. I can't look at my watch and say, I want to stop this time because this time is moving too fast. I can say, I what can I do with this time to better prepare myself for it? You see, when you better prepare yourself for the time that you have, your focus is in on today. Because when you focus on today, you're understanding that there's work that has to be done. There's work that has to be focused on. You get better when you understand how to get better. I got better when I understood that I was getting better every single day, because I just wanted to focus on today, because today is what matters the most. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, today. That's why they say today is a present. That's why they say today is present, because today is a present for you. I said, ooh, that was deep. I said, ooh. Many times in life, it's understanding what we have today that we need to focus on that will help us get to the next step. You just need to get to the next step. What is that? Discovering your dream, discovering your path, discovering something that fulfills you. When I started to do podcasts and really focus on it, I really understood, like, I have a gift. But just because I'm following my passion, if I don't make a business behind my passion, I'm just follow my passion, which there's nothing wrong with it. But what if I make a business around it and I'm able to help more people? I'm able to reach more people. I'm able to connect and inspire others to become the best version of themselves. I have to look at things differently if I want to get to the next step. When I try something new, the new is always being discovered. It's kind of like playing Wheel of Fortune. When a contestant comes and the host is saying you have three doors to pick, and you might want to be careful, because here go $1,000. The door that you might pick, it might not be nothing behind there, or the door that you pick might be something behind there, or you can take this $1,000 and walk away and sit back down. See, many people would say, I want to see what's behind the door. You see, they say, are you sure? Because it's $1,000. You don't know what you're going to get. They say, yes. So you have three choices. You have four choices. You have three doors and the money. You say no to the money because you can see the money, but you want to see what's behind the doors. They say, yeah, we want to see what's behind the doors. They say, okay, no problem. He put the money back into his pocket. He say, which door do you want to pick? They say door number. Now, the first they ask the crowd, like, what number y'all want me to pick? What number y'all want to pick? A lot of them saying one. A lot of them saying two. A lot of them saying three. There's so much noise going on. And so the contestants say door number two. They point to the door number two. They say, all right, please open the door. They open the door. Bing, 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 bing. They just want a new car. But they could have won $1,000. And then they say, okay, you just won this car. Congratulations, you just won it. Here go another offer on the table. Would you, you can have everything behind door number two, plus the $1,000 if you quit right now, if you walk away right now. They say, what should I do? They ask the crowd, what should I do? They say, take the offer. But the contestant goes against what the audience is saying. And so they say, pick door number one. They say, I want to pick door number one. So the host was like, pick, are you sure? If you lose the car and the money. They say, yeah, I want to see what's behind door number one. They say, okay, he put the money back up. They say, please open door number one. And it was like, oh, now you done lost a car and $1,000. You see, the point of that story is that when you try something new, you never know what's going to be behind the door. You never know what opportunity is going to look like. But when you do have the opportunity, when you do have the win, when you do have the focus, you have to be willing to say, I'm doing good and I'm okay for today. I'm okay with focusing on today because I just won something. I won more than I came with, so I'm winning in life. When you learn more than you have discovered, and you start learning on the go by doing the work every single day, you start to understand you're getting a little bit better because you're focusing on today. You're growing within yourself because you're focused on today. You're exploring yourself because you're focused on today. You see, opportunities look different. Because opportunity is behind every door that you walk into. Sometimes you win something, sometimes you lose something, but sometimes you always learn something. When you learn something new, you are becoming someone different. Dr. Martin Luther King say, become your own somebody-ness. Because for you to be somebody, you have to be willing to trust yourself. Because if you're going to be the best that you can be. That's the last point I want to hit on. Is that you have to be the best that you can be. Three. Be the best you can be. Can be. There we go. Let me show the camera. Be the best you can be. Be the best that you can be. You see, I decided to do that as the last one because there's so much opportunity out here. If we get in the mindset of competing with one another, we can't get to the next step because the step is so far away because we're focused on the next person's success. You have to be the best that you can be to understand that you are becoming somebody. When you become somebody, you are owning your own somebody-ness because you're focused on today. You're focused on yourself. You're focused on your own goals. There's a process behind getting to the next step. In order for you to get to the next step, you have to be okay with the journey. You have to be okay with the lessons. You have to be okay with things that you're not familiar with. And until you recognize how to get familiar with yourself and how to get familiar with your dream and how to get familiar with the goal that you are working towards today, this is where the challenge comes because now you have to learn how to focus on today. You can't be good if you never learn how to be great. You can't become great if you never start from the bottom. When I was learning how to play basketball, I had to learn how to dribble. I had to learn how to shoot. I had to learn how to run. I had to learn how to play defense. But everything started at one point. You can only be at one place at one time. There's only one position you can play at a time. So if I focus on one skill at a time, I can become better. My goal is to be better than I was yesterday because when I learn how to be better than yesterday, I'm becoming the best version of myself. For you to become the best version of yourself, you have to understand that there's a process that you have to go through. And when you are focusing on being the best you, on being the best you can be, you're able to grow even more in life. Because life is going to show you that you are focused on today. When you focus on today, you grow. When you focus on today, you excel. When you focus on today, you get better. But you can't get better if you don't try something new. The reason why you have to try something new is because you have to be willing to challenge yourself. You have to be willing to encourage yourself. You have to be willing to discover yourself. The most challenging thing there is to leave your comfort zone, because your comfort zone has so many challenges. Rather, your comfort zone is so comfortable, you're not challenging yourself. Whereas when you do challenge yourself, your comfort zone is always in your mind. When I left for Marine Corps training, the comfort was always in my mind because I'm constantly thinking about Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm constantly thinking about Little Rock, Arkansas. But when I left home, it was something new because I had to learn on the go. And as I'm learning on the go, everything happened so fast. Everything happened so quickly. I wasn't expecting the lessons that came to me, but the lessons that came for me, they're forever in my mind. I can't get rid of the 90 days I did in the Marine Corps training, nor can I get rid of the 90 days I did for the $100,000 challenge. You have to be willing to fail first before you learn how to be great. You have to be willing to fail first before you learn how to be the best that you can be. You have to be willing to fail first so you learn how to pick yourself back up. Because the more you get up, you're becoming the best that you can be. There's a process behind being the best version of yourself, so why not accept the challenge to push yourself every single day so you can get a little bit better, so you can develop a little bit stronger, so you can get smarter a little bit more. When you try something new, you have to focus on today, because today is what matters. Today is what the journey consists of. Today is where it starts. Because you can't end a race at the end of the race. You have to start the race at the beginning of the race and go through the journey and run and move and sprint. And then when you get to the end, now you've done it. But it's the journey that matters. It's not the destination, because once you hit the end, that's it. It's the destination. It's what happens in between the time that matters the most. So if you're getting value from this, make sure you hit that like button and leave make sure you like and subscribe. Excuse me, and leave a comment below on your biggest takeaway on why on how you are going to start focusing on today. Let me know in the comments. I love to read it. For those that have joined and have come in, and I appreciate your comments. I appreciate your responding. I appreciate what connected with you. You shared it. I appreciate that. Share this with a friend. Share this with a friend that needs to focus on today, because they've been having thoughts. They've been having dreams. But they just need to hear this message to say you're doing the right thing. Send this video to them. Send this audio to them. Send this podcast to them. Because we only grow when we understand that we are not alone. We grow together. The more we grow together, the more we develop. So make sure you hit that like. Make sure you hit that subscribe. And let me know in the comments how you are going to focus on today. And if you got value from this, make sure you click this video right here to watch and continue to develop more within yourself.